Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
We're in Philippians chapter 1 today, and we're going to begin in verse 25. Philippians 1, verse 25, Paul the Apostle had been kind of having a discussion over the last few verses about, I guess, life and death, whether he would live, whether he would die, and which one he kind of wanted more. Picking it up in verse 25, he goes on saying, "Having this confidence, I know that I'll remain. Yes, and remain with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, that your boasting may abound in Christ Jesus in me through my presence with you again." So Paul, and we don't really know how he ascertained this fact, had decided that he wouldn't be dying in this time in prison, but that he would be freed. Now, I don't know how he knew this for sure. One would strongly suspect, through all that we know about Paul, that he simply was given this reassurance through the present Holy Spirit that was around him. Psalms 25:14 is an interesting verse. It reminds us that, quote, "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him," end quote. It's kind of weird, though, that it seems very little sigh of relief from Paul coming to this affirmation. In fact, it's rather his concern here seemed to be more for the believers in Philippi, that they wouldn't be all bummed out if he died. Verse 27 going on says, "Only let your way of life be worthy of the good news of Christ, that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your state, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, striving for the faith of the good news." Well, now that verse is a rather interesting statement, because in it, Paul here is seeking the believers in Philippi to actually live out physically the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is more than just a "I love Jesus in my heart" thing. This is, "I love him and I'll manifest that love through a changed life and the commitment of a slave." You know, sadly, we love to operate our Christianity in our day in the realm of the emotion. We like to say words like "in the heart." "I love Jesus in my heart." And such a premise indeed has great merit. I'm not here to diss that kind of thinking, but we often then fail to connect that emotion, that heart love, to an actual physical manifest, an actual physical living. We think we can continue to chase the same rainbows as the world and still call ourselves Christian. You know, but for me to accept that as a feasible reality, well, I would have to emasculate the cross and render it powerless to change a person's life. Look, this isn't a matter of choice or, I don't know, acceptance of some level of some secondary virtue. It is rather an innate aspect of salvation. Saved people change. Salvation is more than just being a, you know, a good moral individual. It is rather a passionate, sold-out bond slave to the one who owns us. Satan's greatest coup is to convince people that faith is, well, I don't know, merely feelings, church attendance. But you know, that is clearly a lie. And sadly, many will fail to find eternity with Jesus Christ because they acquiesce to that silly premise. Paul desired to hear of their state. Paul desired that their faith would be known out on the streets as well as, you know, in the proverbial pew. They should be renowned for their unity as well as their consistent living in Christ. We all can put on the Jesus mask. We all can talk the talk. But does our lives say Jesus is my everything? For the gospel of Jesus Christ says that I have joined Christ in his death. The gospel of Jesus Christ says that I have joined him also in his resurrection. That now I have died, and I am alive, and I am a new creature. So, does my life say that? Does my life say I'm a new person? Or am I simply the same old vehicle, just now with a new wax job? You know, seldom will handing our neighbor a four spiritual laws track have any deep and lasting effect. No, 2 Corinthians 3:2 reminds us that, quote, "You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men." So the fact is, the best literature in the world is no substitute for the literature that is your life. Paul dispelled any ideas that we can just sit back and this will all just mysteriously happen. Oh, indeed, we have the strength and ability through the Holy Spirit. That's true. But we are also consistently biblically reminded that the reality of the faith dictates an effort on our part, a striving for the faith, a breaking a sweat because we love Jesus. This word here is where we get our word athlete. And this is never done alone, but always in the unity of a faith community, a striving together.
That was A Daily Devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Pastor Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, visit believerstogether.com.